say that my administration will lead a international effort to enforce biological weapons convention, which is going to be meeting with the top leaders of the world by pioneering an AI verification system that everyone can trust. Hopefully the UN can play a constructive role, and it will also go be one of the early projects under AI. Let's see how good it is, because a lot of people are saying it could be one of the great things ever, but it also can be dangerous, but it could be put to tremendous use and tremendous good, and this would be an example of that.
Scott with SJ Wellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 458. Did Trump just announce the AI Mark of the Beast tracking system, identification system for the world under bioterrorism threat? Folks, Operation Warp Speed is bioterrorism, everything that we've been warning about for the last 4 years. Just some housekeeping. Our website under the mobile section, cell phone section, is not working. We're trying to fix it. My Facebook account was hacked. Folks, if you see strange things, if you see videos that are not consistent with what I've been doing the last 4 years, let me know. I've seen documents placed on my computer, taken off my computer. I've texted people, and I know what I said, and the texts have changed. Emails disappear. So if you don't hear back from me, you email me. Sometimes they just don't send. I don't know how they're, if they're taking them away at the server level, or maybe it has to do with the telecommunications industry editing some of these things. But my friends, we are over the target. The harassment is nuts. So pray for us, pray for our protection. We definitely need it. All right, let's get into, did Trump actually push for the AI Mark of the Beast tracking system? Trump announces AI project to enforce bioweapons rules. I'm going to tie this to the Club of Rome on how humans are the disease spreaders. Humans are the evil ones. Humans are the ones creating water shortages. Humans are the ones causing the fake global warming, even though they control the weather by 2025. But let's let Trump actually tell you what he's thinking. And I want to credit Law of Liberty for highlighting this. This came across my feed. This is alarming. Not many people are talking about this, because you can never forget Operation Warp Speed. Every country basically signed on Operation Warp Speed. And if the countries didn't, their leaders ended up dead. That's what we covered for the last 4 years. And all this is about is iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. It's a DNA war as the days of Noah. It's really that simple. Let's roll it.
Say that my administration will lead a international effort to enforce biological weapons convention, which is going to be meeting with the top leaders of the world by pioneering an AI verification system that everyone can trust. Hopefully the UN can play a constructive role, and it will also go be one of the early projects under AI. Let's see how good it is, because a lot of people are saying it could be one of the great things ever, but it also can be dangerous, but it could be put to tremendous use and tremendous good, and this would be an example of that.
An AI verification system. And when I first heard this, it reminded me of the Club of Rome. Club of Rome report, the first global revolution in searching for a new enemy to unite us. We came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. And if you really dive deep into their writings, humans are the disease spreaders. We've been covering Club of Rome for the last 4 years, this globalist elite think tank with basically all the players, all the mid-level players pushing for depopulation. So I did research, just trying to find a little bit more information to fit this AI surveillance bioterrorism pitch that Trump just did to the UN. And here's where it gets interesting. Global 2000, the U.S. policy document along these lines was written in 1979. It was very much like the text Limits to Growth, creating extreme fears about the threat of overpopulation. pages 702 and 703 called for an intensity-managed world and fertility reduction in order to offset these perceived threats. What happened during the as the days of Noah devil juice? Folks, fertility has plummeted. Babies are dying, stillborn deaths. It's over the top. We've covered it in this ministry. And here's where it gets interesting. False flag bioterror. This fits this AI tracking system because you know where this is going to lead to. This is going to lead to tracking the Mac ID in you if you took the poke, or it'll track the Mac ID in you with the future as the days of Noah devil juices that they want to give you. This is that simple. I'll put the thumbnail up. I did a Mac ID test with people that I knew were poked and ones that weren't. And sure enough, they showed up as Mac IDs. So false flag bioterror. This kind of thing is discussed in the power elite circles all the time. For instance, consider some of the benevolent members of the intellectual elite at CSIS who are so concerned about dissent in the war and terror and resolve to employ perception management. That's what we've seen with Charlie Kirk, perception management. The reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act so the news can lie to you. They're also very concerned about the next wave of terrorism, which they say in 2010 will lead to mass depopulation. False flag bioterror. And you have to remember, you're the carrier of the bioterror. So at the end of the day, what Trump's talking about will be linked to you. This will be part of the Mark of the Beast tracking system. You can see this a mile away. Diving a little deeper into the Club of Rome eugenics strategy with all your players. This was an article from Natural News talking about how they'll use pharmakia, sorcery, to take you out. And we've been covering that forever. Check out the podcast we did. Did HIV spread from as the days of Noah devil juice? From Vaseline, speaking cryptically. London Times, my friends. But let's read. This is an article about the Club of Rome from Natural News. To achieve this aim, the COR bankrolled research on biological weapons, Coleman remarked during his lecture. That is why we had the sudden appearance of AIDS. And again, London Times. There were chemical and bacterial warfare experiments ongoing in Sierra Leone, Africa. They used Lassa fever virus for biological weapon purposes to get rid of millions of people in the world. He disclosed the pathogens were taken to the institute, such as Harvard University, Centers for Disease Control, so on and so forth, for further research. Lives were in jeopardy from scores of man-made viruses like HIV and Ebola, he said. Coleman continued, the government gave millions of dollars to Fort Detrick, where they did all the laboratory work on AIDS. They inserted AIDS into the smallpox vaccine and vaccinated people in Africa and Brazil, hence starting the AIDS epidemic. And again, London Times covered this. That was the VCast that I did. That was before I actually did Final Days Report number system. You can't make this up. Actually, there's a video I did, HIV in the as the days of Noah devil juice that they just forced us to do in 2019. BBC, I play the video to suppress your immune system so that the inoculation can work. It's evil, my friends. It's beyond evil. So going back to Trump's AI verification system, this initially will be for the people in the labs. When will it be part of your digital vaccine passport? When will it be tied to digital central bank currency? This whole ID 2020 nonsense. When will this be tied that you need to tie yourself with brain computer interface into artificial intelligence? Are they going to slow roll this? Because this is perfect. They need to get rid of cash. How do you get rid of cash? The next pandemic. Lord showed me a baby white horse. They will actually come out with pandemics in waves. Maybe it'll be under the guise of World War III, where we get hit hard. But cash will be dirty. It'll be a disease spreader. You can see this a mile away. I think they tested this with people dying from fentanyl hitting cash. And I'm not saying people didn't, but it literally is a way that spreads disease, is how they're going to market it. Not buying it for a second, my friends. All right. let's go a little bit deeper into what this AI control grid could look like. And again, Trump dissed world leaders at the UN while asking for their help on bioweapons prevention plan. And the president continued by referring the COVID-19 global pandemic that originated in China in 2019 before spreading around the world, leading to millions of deaths and use of unprecedented government emergency power. See, we, United States Inc., gave this technology to China. We've covered that multiple times. There have been multiple expert witnesses that said colleges, Obama's administration funded this, but it's wings of the same bird. It's wings of the same bird. This technology was funded, and some argue it never was an issue. It was just 5G towers that, erected that got people very, very sick. And then the real pandemic, the real defiling of you, the real graphene nanotech that goes across the blood-brain barrier with Neuralace, with mind controlism technology, was the poison poke. But as you know, we've probably done 150, 200 VCast on this at sjwellfire.com. But here's where it gets interesting. This is the proposal of this AI bioweapons monitoring system. AI would analyze vast data sets for patterns indicating bioweapons activities, such as anomalous genomic sequences. See, they're messing with the genes, as the days of Noah, unusual lab energy usage, or synthetic biology experiments. It could enable real-time monitoring without invasive inspections, building on existing tools like genomic sequencing, there we go again, as the days of Noah, and machine learning for anomaly detection. Trump referenced combining AI with satellite monitoring sensors, there you go, and other advanced tools to track dual-use research, gain-of-function studies that could enhance pathogens for either medical or weaponized purposes. See, that's the thing. They'll use it for dual purpose. It's kind of like, hey, we can cure blindness with Neuralink, Neuralace, with this nanotech, but we can read your mind and write to your mind. It's a weapon system. This aligns with U.S. intelligence concerns over programs in countries like Russia, North Korea, and Iran. The system is pitched as one everyone can trust. As a marketing guy, that's kind of funny to me. Hey, this AI monitoring system is one everyone can trust. But at the end of the day, this is going to go down to every blade of grass. We'll prove it out. Every blade of grass will be measured by this AI system. Every human with your Mac ID will be measured. This is the Mark of the Beast tracking system under the guise of biological terrorism. Potentially using blockchain-like audit trails or international data sharing protocols to avoid accusations of bias. There you go, on the blockchain, that means your chain. Trump suggested it is an early project under AI to demonstrate the technology, its positive potential, contrasting the risks. There you go. This will be for you. Will this be the Mark of the Beast tracking system? It's a perfect cover. Perfect cover. Because it gets more strange. Ice Age Farmer is back. And his Substack is called unshadowed.com. I'll play a little bit of his video at the end, but he did a two-part series recently about biotech coup, microbes to rule the world. There is an effort to modify the substrate of life on our planet, to recolonize the very soil on the surface of the earth with genetically engineered microbes. Millions of acres of U.S. farmland have already been inoculated. The soil itself is being reformulated from a natural ecosystem into a patent-pending CRISPR-modified nitrogen-fixing Roundup-spitting machine with consideration given neither to crops nor consumer. Let's talk about it. And I'm going to play the video. He goes on to talk about these. It's a spy system. It's nanotech, part of this Internet of Things. This is why the Lord burns up the entire earth, because Satan is defiling everything. He's defiling the soil. Think about the stuff they're dumping on us. 2 Peter chapter 3, 10 through 13. But the day of the Lord, this is when Jesus comes back, will come as a thief in the night. And if you believe thief in the night means early, now thief in the night comes back as a thief. Research and revelation to my pre-trib rapture friends. He comes as a thief, be aware, is after the mark of the beast has been implemented. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. He's going to burn it all because they're defiling everything. Everything, they're defiling it. But let's play a quick video of Ice Age Farmer about these biosensors.
They are destroying and replacing the natural microbiome of the soil and very likely contaminating the gut microbiome of anyone that eats crops from these plots. So we talked about horizontal gene transfer and all that in the first video. It's linked below. However, we need to deepen our analysis because the end goal of the technocrats who were funding these genetically modified monstrosities is not just to fix nitrogen. As you might imagine, Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum and all the other major depopulation-oriented players who are funding this research could care less about plant health. No, they're looking actually to construct a global biosurveillance system. That's kind of a mouthful, so let's talk about it. I'm Christian, and this is the DoD's TELUS project, which was a few years ago launched to, this is their public-facing website, and they are unambiguous in their description about looking for microbe-based sense and responding devices for DoD-relevant environments. Microbe-based sense and responding devices is a spy microbe, right? That is a biosurveillance device. Specifically, continuing, DARPA seeks to establish the range of chemical and physical signals that microbes can detect. What can they see? The environmental conditions they can tolerate. Where can we put them? And the types of output that can be generated. How can they talk back to us, right? How can we feed this into our AI? Now, DoD relevant environments, of course, is everywhere, right? We can infer that from the name Total Information Awareness that this whole project started way back in the day. Now, how is the Department of Defense going to achieve this? Well, there's a couple contracts and companies and funding relationships that are pretty illustrative of the way.
Announce without a digital ID, you cannot work. And all of this funnels all these databases, all of these AI systems. You can't look at this technology in a silo. This is a surveillance state. This is our digital enslavement. People are pushing back, but let's play the prime minister in his own words. I found it hilarious where he said, this is free. Oh, goody. This digital ID is going to be free.
And that is why today I am announcing this government will make a new free of charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
Clown show, my friends. Who has this guy sold his soul to? And it was just interesting. Ted Cruz had a tweet that went viral. If I might suggest the government could mandate that the 18-digit number must be tattooed on their right hand or on their forehead, and the technology is so much farther than that with biodigital convergence, this brain-computer interface that we always talk about, and no, they don't need a chip in your head. They can do it with nanotech. Great time to be alive, my friends. And again, this parlays... And again, this parlays Final Days Report, episode 458. You can't look again at these technologies and these moves, this beast system rising in silos. This is ID 2020 on steroids. Papers, please. Your biometric papers, please, to do anything. Folks, it's moving so fast. A little bit about the Mark of the Beast system, switching gears. I just thought this was interesting. Baseball was my best sport in high school, and ironically, I had offers to play basketball, Division III offers, and football, a little bit higher level, but they wanted me to move to middle linebacker. At the time, I broke my collarbone three times, twice in high school, once as a freshman, once as a junior, and once as a kid. I was just like, every time I hit somebody, I'm in pain. but baseball was my true love. I found this interesting. Major League Baseball will use robot umpires in 2026. They're going to start out slow, and then who knows? Will there be any real umpires in the future? Scientists warn governments must bomb AI labs to prevent the end of the world. That I found this funny because governments are pushing AI. Trump is pushing AI. Trump is negotiating with countries for them to accept our AI technology with bogus tariff rates. The tariff rates have nothing to do with being reciprocal because it's real dollars versus a rate. Trade deficit dollars has nothing to do with a rate. So I found that funny. Scientists warn government must bomb AI labs to prevent the end of the world. Because this seems to be a recurring theme. I'm going to play a video from John Sherman, who was recently fired. National AI Safety Board spokesperson John Sherman immediately fired for telling the world to burn down Skynet. What does he know? And at the end of the day, prophecy is prophecy. All right, I just want to end with another end of day sign of lawlessness. They're taking us to civil war. You can see the script a mile away. First of all, Trump, his own words, said they rigged the election and he became president.
But I've never heard that expression. That's a lot. When we made this, it was made during my term, my first term. And it was so sad because I said, can you imagine I'm not going to be president? And that's too bad. And then what happened is they rigged the election and I became president. So that was a good thing. That was a good thing. That was quite an achievement for both of us. So I'll be president during the World Cup and during the Olympics, which we were very instrumental in getting. And then, of course, we have our 250th birthday, too, when of that.
Trump is really going after Obama, folks. It's wings of the same bird. This is World Wrestling Federation. They need us to get into a civil war. They need to kill the creditor that is you. They need a surveillance poll in every city. They need to take away your rights. They need that AI bio-digital tracking system that is the Mark of the Beast tracking system for the world, for your protection. I'm not buying this. This is right-left theater. Play it.
He caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama.
I remember watching a video that a lot of these people are all related. It's one big club. If anybody has any insights behind that, put it in the comments.
Obama, his orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified has been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level.
See, if Trump was really for the people, he would break up the Federal Reserve banking system that's illegal. He'd break it up. No, he's beholden to these people.
So that's really the things you should be talking about. I know nothing about the other, but I think it's appropriate that they do go.
May I ask you about that, Mr. President? Tulsi Gabbard has submitted a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. From your perspective, who should the DOJ target as part of their investigation? What specific figures in the Obama administration?
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it. And Biden was there with him. And Comey was there. And Clapper. The whole group was there. Brennan. They were all there in a room. Right here. This was the room. This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up that came out of the vaults. They were in there for 100 years. This is much more beautiful.
We have the Declaration of Independence now in the room, which wasn't here. I guess people didn't feel too good about putting it here, but I do. But you know what? If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. Hillary Clinton and her group, the Democrats, spent $12 million to Christopher Steele to write up a report that was a total fake report. Took 2 years to figure that out, but it came out that it was a total fake report. It was made up fiction. And they used that. Now, the one thing they weren't able to do was to, and probably the only thing I respect about the press in years is the press refused to write it before the election. They refused to put it in. The Steele report was a disaster. All lies, all fabrication, all admitted, an admitted fraud. She paid $12 million and the Democrats for that report to a wise guy named Christopher Steele. He wrote a phony report, and they wanted to get that report in before the election. And I'll tell you what, I talk about all the time, the fake news, how bad it is. But in this case, they wouldn't do it. They saw it, they read it, and they said, we don't believe it. And it was only after, substantially, like a month and a half after the election, that it got printed, and it was a big wisp. It was just like a bang of nothing, because the election had ended. If that report had gotten published by the New York Times or somebody, and I respect the Times for maybe only this, because they're crooked as you can be. They're a terrible paper, a crooked, corrupt paper. But for this one moment, they said, this is bullshit, we can't put this in. And neither could any other paper. Wall Street Journal's a lousy paper, very, very dishonest paper. As you see, I'm suing them for a lot of money because they do things very badly. It's a really, it's got a nice name, but it's really, in my opinion, it's a terrible paper. And it can be corrupt. But just so you know, they didn't take the Steele report. It was the dossier. Remember the famous dossier? I called it the fake news dossier. The news wouldn't publish it. And I'm amazed. They had 2.5 months. It was finished. 2.5 months. That was supposed to be what was going to happen. And it got published a couple of months after the election. And frankly, nobody cared too much about it. But that was a big thing. No, no, we caught Hillary Clinton, we caught Barack Hussein Obama. They're the ones, and then you have many, many people under them. Susan Rice, they're all there. The names are all there. And I guess they figured they're going to put this in classified information and nobody will ever see it again, but it doesn't work that way. And it's the most unbelievable thing I think I've ever read. So you ought to take a look at that and stop talking about nonsense, because this is big stuff. Never has a thing like this happened in the history of our country. And by the way, it morphed into the 2020 race. And the 2020 race was rigged, and it was a rigged election. And because it was rigged, we have millions of people in our country. We had inflation. We solved the inflation problem. But millions and millions of people came into our country because of that. And people that shouldn't have been, people from gangs and from jails and from mental institutions, people that we don't want in our country, people that we're getting out, dangerous people, 11,888 murderers, many of them, 50%, more than 50%, murdered more than one person. I hate to say this with such a distinguished guest, but you know, they asked me a question. I got to answer the question. No, Barack Hussein Obama is the ringleader. Hillary Clinton was right there with him, and so was Sleepy Joe Biden, and so were the rest of them. Comey, Clapper, the whole group. And they tried to rig an election, and they got caught. And then they did rig the election in 2020. And then because I knew I won that election by a lot, I did it a third time, and I won in a landslide. Every swing state won the popular vote. But I won that all the same way in 2020. And look at the damage that was caused.
The next couple stories I want to talk about is just lawlessness. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Livestream horror. Three women raped, tortured, and executed on horror Instagram live stream watched by dozens after haunting kidnapping. Wicked, wicked times. And next I want to show a gang robbing a jewelry store. Supposedly got off with over $1 million worth of merchandise. And this fits the lawlessness. I did a podcast, 9 Reasons for Lawlessness. And what's interesting here is this fits exactly what Larry Ellison said he wants. Hey, we'll just follow you with a drone. Think about the nanotech from the Ass Days of Noah, Devil Juice, and sensors everywhere. They could capture these people with today's technology, with all the CCTV cameras linked to artificial intelligence, but they'll take it to the next level.
Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And we're using AI to monitor the video, and the camera's always on. You don't turn it on and off. I need 2 minutes to take a bathroom break, and we'll turn it off. We don't really turn it off. What we do is we record it so no one can see it, but no one can get into that recording without a court order. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And it's unimpeachable. The cars have camera, you know, cameras on them. We have a squad car here someplace. But those kind of applications using AI, we can use AI, and we're using AI to monitor the video. So if that altercation had occurred, that occurred in Memphis, the chief of police would be immediately notified. It's not people that are looking at those cameras. It's AI that's looking at the cameras. No, no, no. You can't do this. It would be like a shooting. That's going to be an event that's immediately, an alarm's going to go off. It's going to be, and we're going to have supervision. In other words, every police officer is going to be supervised at all times. And the supervision will, and if there's a problem, AI will report the problem and report it to the appropriate person, whether it's the sheriff or the chief or whomever we need to take control of the situation. We have, you know, same thing. We have drones. We just, if there's something going on in a shopping center, and I'll stop. A drone goes out there, get there way faster than a police car. There's no reason for, by the way, high speed chases. You shouldn't have high speed chases between cars. You just have a drone follow the car. I mean, it's very, very simple. And the new generation of autonomous drones.
You'll be on your best behavior. Pretty wild times, my friends. God bless. Thank you for your support. Please pray for this ministry.
I feel like if the world truly knew, if the public truly knew what it was we're dealing with, like literally everyone would leave their houses right now, grab whatever tools, hammers, pitchforks they could get, they would walk to the labs across the country and burn them down. Like literally, like that is the proper reaction, I feel like.
I don't know about that. Like,
I'm not talking about killing people. I'm talking about destroying the hardware infrastructure of like what the fuck is making this thing run.
I wonder if that is a communication style that would be effective, is to take it to the extreme and be like, we are the last humans. And so everything you do is like
saying goodbye to things.